It's easy, I'm sure, if you're pure. You're simple, you're honest and more. With your armies waiting, disguised as children.
Does the hanky panky?
Tommy James and the Shondells reminding you that his baby does the hanky panky.
And does your baby do the hanky panky? Or wait. Mox, are you getting a little too personal here by asking questions like that? Anyway, hey, guess what? We are coming up seconds before the top of the hour where I have to do this mock thing. And the mock thing I'm doing, I mentioned the Motley Crue mock. Now, the Motley Crue mock I'm going to play originally aired on April 2nd of 2010 here on WRCT. And I'm going to replay it for you. It's a good mock, and it will allow you to maybe enjoy a show that you missed 11 years ago.
Right now, we all might feel a little disconnected. For seniors living alone with smaller social circles, feelings of loneliness and isolation can feel overwhelming. But there's something we can all do to help. Connect with your older loved one virtually and have the conversation of a lifetime with StoryCorps Connect. Anyone can conduct an interview, and every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history. Connect, honor, share at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
It is just now the top of the hour here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock, and it's time for the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar. Before I get into the calendar, let me remind you that Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme. They show classic, cult, foreign, animated, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. For more information, you can find them online at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. But let's turn our attention to these WRCT music and radio calendar. Start off with the radio calendar, some things going on around town. Like, for example, on select Saturdays and Fridays throughout the summer, you can use the Carry Blast Furnace as your backdrop for a drive-in. It's called Carry Carpool Cinema. More information at riversofsteel.com/experiences. Also, you have a few weeks left for the Martinis with Monet Art Expo up in Cranberry. More information on that is at cranberryartistnetwork.com/2021Monet. And don't forget the Grace Jones exhibit going on down at the Warhol. It's called A Taste of Grace. That's going on through November. More information at warhol.org. And that's my WRCT radio calendar. Let's take a look at the WRCT music calendar, some shows and events that are coming up here in the near future. It is July 2021, so let's find some things that could be of interest to you. For example, Gemini Syndrome with Eva Under Fire is playing at the Craft House on Wednesday the 28th. Berlin coming to town, playing a free show at the South Park Amphitheater on Friday the 30th of this month. What else we got? The Average White Band is going to be up at Heartwood Acres doing a free show on August 1st. The Spinners doing a free show at the South Park Amphitheater on August 8th. Jayhawks back up at the Heartwood Amphitheater on August 8th. And what else we got? Hinder performing at the Craft House on Tuesday the 10th of August. Pie Tasters playing at the Craft House on the 11th. Modest Mouse, Stage AE, August 18th. The Red Elvises, same day at the Hard Rock Cafe. Yeah, those are some good shows. Bunch of stuff coming up as we are getting into a season when people feel, let's go out and tour again. So that's my WRCT music calendar. If you have an event that you'd like to include on the music or radio calendar, send us the details. Now, for the radio calendar, the email is radio-calendar@wrct.org. The music calendar is music-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear the radio calendar and the music calendar each and every day at this time. Well, no, that's not true. Each and every day, it's at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and 11 p.m. And then, of course, if you're listening on a Tuesday issue of the Viva La Mock program, then you're hearing it at 5 o'clock. Now, don't forget, I am doing what I'm calling a Flashback Friday or a Turnback Tuesday. Basically, what I'm doing is I'm taking some old shows that I had recorded years ago, and I'm taking segments of those shows, usually just the musical content, and sometimes I interject some current audio to let you know I'm alive and doing this, but I'm just getting lazy because it's the summertime. And that last set of music before we got to the top of the hour came from July of 2012. I'm moving up to, or I should say back to, July of 2011 for this next set. This next set of music was originally played here on WRCT on the Viva La Mock radio program July 15th of 2011. But before I get into that, I just want to remind you about Radio 9. That show's been on this airways for almost, if not 20 years, with Jay Thurber. Comes to you each and every Saturday at noon. It's golden oldies, it's golden newies, and it's a whole bunch of snark he throws in there. It's a wonderment. It is a wonderment show. We'll call it the Wonderment Show. Anyway, let's get back into some music, as I promised. Here's the band Luca tackling a Jonathan Richman cover.
anxious when the kids came up to me for dancing, come with us. And I was dancing in a lesbian bar in the industrial zone. I was dancing with my friends and dancing alone. The first bar, things were all right. In this bar, things were Friday night. The first bar, things were just all right. In this bar, things were Friday night. I was dancing in a lesbian bar. In a lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I was dancing in a lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I was dancing in a lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I was dancing in a lesbian bar way downtown. Check the scene and hang around. The first bar, things were stop and stare. In this bar, things were laissez-faire. The first bar, things were stop and stare. In this bar, they were laissez-faire. I was dancing in a lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I was dancing in a lesbian bar. In a lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I went dancing in a lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I was dancing in a lesbian bar. This bar,
He doesn't go to church on Sunday. Instead of burning down on Monday, he likes teenage girls, and they think that he's a jerk. 90 days of school he missed. He won't talk to his therapist, but he is my best friend, and I'll stick with him till the end. And we'll go out tonight, watch the mayor's house burning bright. They all turn their heads in fright, 'cause Timmy is an arsonist. The smoke is rising towards the sky. The neighbors look up and they cry. Oh, Timmy, won't you tell us why? But he won't say nothing. He smiles as he lights the match. His face is blackened up with ash. But he is my best friend, and I'll stick with him till the end. And they know this is the end. Yeah, Timmy's drunk again. We'll defend, even though he is an arsonist. Even though he is an arsonist. Even though he is an arsonist.
Hey, it's Killing Joke, reminding you that I, the Moxster, yeah, I'm living in the 80s. It's true. Have you ever seen how I dress? I'm not shy about it. It's true.
So actually, the Killing Joke song is just called 80s. Before that was Indianapolis, Indiana's own Zero Boys with their song Living in the 80s. Also played the band Plow. Before they were known as Plow United, they put out a 7-inch on Coolidge Records under the name Plow. That was Timmy is an Arsonist. Also, some Clifford Neverneau from Cincinnati, Ohio, pulled that off of an uber rare recording, which I don't even know where I own it anymore, but I know I owned it at least one point. The song All Electric, recorded live at Sudsy Malone's there on Short Vine in Cincinnati back in 1999. And then the Freshies with I'm in Love with the Girl on a certain Manchester Megastore checkout desk. That's the Freshies. And Luca, Nick Luca, start off the entire set with his cover of Jonathan Richman's I Was Dancing in the Lesbian Bar. Again, that entire set of music was originally broadcast here on WRCT on July 15th of 2011, as we are doing a Flashback Friday or a Turnback Tuesday. I'm now going to advance the calendar by taking it backwards even more to July 24th of 2009. That's going to take us up to the top of the hour. And the Mock originally was broadcast on that date. Before I get there, I want to remind you that you should join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. But he focuses on new music by your favorite classic artists. Again, it's called Quartz in Session. It's each and every Thursday at 8 p.m. And for whatever reason, we let him re-air it Fridays at 1 here on 83 FM WRCT. Let's move our attention back to that show from July 24th, 2009, as we are prepping ourselves for the Mock with a band out of Cleveland, Ohio called The Mice.
But I'm serious. Well, listen. How much better does that sound? Oh, yeah. This is power pop at its best. It's The Mice, Not Proud of the USA, from 1985, right here in the Viva La Mock Show. If you got a request, call me up, 412-621-WRCT. Got a Poison Mock coming up at midnight, and that's in 35 more minutes. Stay tuned for that.
I'm not proud of the USA. I'm not proud of the USA. International pop. Stoned is how I wanna stay, and you could never change my mind.
That's the Push Kings here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Born Stoned from self-titled, I think it was their third release. Formerly from Boston, relocated out to LA to make it big. And, well, some really good pop stuff, though, in some of their subsequent and releases. Before the Push Kings, some game theory in there. And I'm going to tell you a game theory story right now that you really don't care about, but I got the mic and you don't. WRCT has a very extensive game theory vinyl collection. And by extensive, I think we have them all. And then there was a period, we'll call it like the dark times, the black ages or something, when some of the albums like went missing. And it's always a sad day in the Moxer's life when he goes to find a band he really loves and can't find the album when he knows the station at one time owned this album. Nowadays, the kids aren't into stealing the vinyl, which is nice. So that means it was probably going to be misfiled. That was the conclusion the Moxer came up with. Misfiled.
filed. Well, this was years ago. Don't ask me why the Moxster today was in the G section of the vinyl and flipping through the fact that I think we have every release from Gentle Giant as well. But I was looking for a misfiled Generation X album in with the Gentle Giants, and boom, two Game Theory albums right there. So I had to play that for you. Here it is, Tomorrow from the Big Shot Chronicles is what you heard from Game Theory. Ben Shepherd of the Hoodoo Gurus doing his take on The Replacements' Alex Chilton in that set of music. Also the title track from 1991, I believe it was actually, 1991's International Pop Overthrow album from Chicago's own Material Issue. Start off the entire set with The Mice from 1985 and Not Proud of the USA. Wow. You get me into a pop and a power pop sense, and sometimes I just can't stop, and I apologize, unless you enjoy it. And if you enjoy it, that's why you're listening, and if you're listening, that's why I do this. And I appreciate you listening. Got a midnight mock coming up at midnight. That's why we call it that. Tonight's mocking is Poison. Yeah, CeCe DeVille, Brett Michaels, the whole gang in Poison. Let's get some more pop coming up. We got some Stranglers by request. This guy was in town about a month ago now, playing down at the Thunderbird. John Wick, it's the records, it's Starry Eyes here on the Viva La Mock radio show. If you got a request, call me up.
Take this now. as far as we can see, we're not taking any bets, just playing the house. Slashing the tires on the restricted ride that keeps us in the lane between the lanes. And we just never slow down. It doesn't even hurt when we hit the ground. We don't slow down for anyone who says it's so hard when you get old. We don't shop and taking chances, we double our romances. Got plenty of time for everyone. Sometimes we share, sometimes we're not there. Love is a drug for the young Americans. And we just never slow down. It doesn't even hurt when we hit the ground. We don't put on the brakes for anyone who says, oh, it's so hard when you get old. Just never slow down. It doesn't even hurt when we hit the ground. We don't slow down for anyone who says it's so hard when you get old. Annie is only 15 and a half. I'm just barely older than that. Stripping down naked behind the Hollywood Bowl. Stuffing our trunk with all the things that we stole. And we just never slow down. It doesn't even hurt when we hit the ground. We don't put on the brakes for anyone who says, oh, it's so hard when you get old.
Then I thought that you were here with me, but I knew that it wasn't reality. Holding on to every day is tougher as time goes away. Trying not to let go of the feeling, but something always gets in the way. Like dreams that fall through the cracks, and friends who will never come back, and all of the strangers you see, and just how cruel they can be. And it's so hard to get by sometimes. It's just so hard to get by.
From his Crossing Dragon Bridge release, Steve Wynn, Annie and Me here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before that, some requested Stranglers. Played the Stranglers from the 1977 album No More Heroes, bringing back a few memories, Something Better Change. John Auer of the Posies gave us Sundown Records, started off that entire set. Starry Eyes for you.
But we are seconds away from a Poison mock, which originally aired on WRCT back on July 24th of 2009. But first, this brief message.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We are midway through the Viva Mock radio program here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. And I want to remind you that Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Now, Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. And each week, they choose a new movie theme. They showcase cult, foreign, animated, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn and real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. Let's get our, halfway through. We know what we do. Midway through. Which half? I don't know. The first half. We're going into the second half. We do a thing called the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar at this time each and every week. Let's start things off by taking a look at the WRCT Radio Calendar. Let you know some things going on in the area that maybe you can get out and see and enjoy and be cultured. For example, for over 10 years, the Martinis with Monet exhibit has been the premier art event in Butler County. The Cranberry Artist Network presents the finest art and artists from the region, and they have an opening reception coming up very, very soon. It is this week. It is July 7th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Cranberry Township Municipal Center on Rochester Road up in Cranberry, and it's open to the public. No tickets are necessary. The exhibit itself is happening up there, and again, it starts on the 7th. That's why they're having an opening reception. Goes all the way through August 19th. For more information, cranberryartistnetwork.com and then /2021 Monet. Speaking of Monets, I'm talking about Grace Jones. Yep, she's a Monet. Is she not? No, I don't know. I don't even know where I'm going with that. But we know Grace as a groundbreaking musician, a model, an actress, a performer. She is unapologetically androgynous, theatrical, and inventive. Well, guess what? She and Andy Warhol were buddies, and they met back in the 70s, and they remained lifelong friends. So there is an exhibit at the Warhol called A Taste of Grace, and it's talking about her as a cultural sensation, includes portraits by Warhol and over 30 photographs and dozens of archival items. More information at warhol.org. That is going on all the way through the month of November, and it's already started, so you got time to get down there. And don't forget, if you want to get out on a weekend, the Cary Blast Furnaces is doing a cinema where the backdrop of your movie is the Blast Furnaces in Rankin. It's called the Cary Carpool Cinema. For more information, you can go to riversofsteel.com/experiences and check out what movies they have going on all summer long, and maybe get out and see an old classic movie. Speaking of getting out, each and every Tuesday, if you get to Lawrenceville and you get out and about and go to Lawrenceville Park, you will find vendors set up with a bunch of fresh fruits and vegetables and meats and all that good stuff. We call those things a farmer's market here in the city. Out in the country, they just call it a market. But it happens Tuesdays from 3 to 7 at the Arsenal Park, rain or shine. Just dress appropriately. You know, that's all I ask. That's all I ask. And that's more than just wearing pants. Maybe you should put a raincoat on if it's raining, some of those things. For more details on it, you can email market@lunited.org or give them a call at 412-802-7220. That has been my WRCT radio calendar. Those are events I know of that I wanted to share with you. If you have an event that you'd like us to share, send an email to radio-calendar@wrct.org and say, hey, Mockster said you might put this on your calendar. Yeah, why not? Name drop me. It gets you nowhere except for unless you email me and name drop me then, and then boom, right to the top of the list. And once again, I don't even know what's going on. I'm just rambling. Oh, let's turn our attention to a WRCT music calendar. Let you know some events happening here in the coming weeks. For example, Buck Cherry is